Welcome to Tell and Laugh, our radio program where people share to everybody their singular experience. Today we are talking about disastrous holidays, and here is Mireia, a nice girl that has something to tell us. Welcome, Mireia.
Hello, Sonia.
Well, when did your story happen?
Last New Year's Eve, I went with my friends to spend 3 days in a cottage in a village called Los Cerezos, near Teruel.
But, Mireia, as you are telling me, all looks that it was going a perfect New Year's Eve. But, of course, you have a disastrous holiday, isn't it? What had happened?
The girl who rented us the house had a website so we could see some nice photos of the houses. However, she told us that the house we have rented didn't appear on the website. She said that if we wanted to know how the house was, we had to drive from Gandia to Teruel.
And what did you decide to do?
Unfortunately, we decided to trust in her.
Oh my God.
So, the day arrived, and when she saw us the house, the first thing we thought was, she must be joking.
Why did you think so?
In the kitchen, there was only room for 2 people. The dining room was as small as a shoebox, and there were only 5 beds for 11 people. And that's not all. In the door, there was a hole.
Oh, really? I can't believe you.
Yeah, it's true. We had to put a blanket to fill it in because it was about 1 degree below zero. Also, most of the windows were broken and sometimes the heating didn't work.
And didn't you go to complain to her about this disaster?
Yes, we went to look for her because we wanted her to give us part of the money back, but she refused.
What a pity situation. Aunt Mireia, tell me if, after all, did you take the 12 rapes?
Yeah, of course. And we had a very big party. Despite everything, I enjoyed the holidays a lot with my friends. And the most important, I saw the snow for the first time. And I learned skiing.
Oh, I'm really glad that after all you enjoyed it. And now you are going to have a silly story to tell to your grandchildren.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Mireia. This is the end of our program. Tomorrow we are going to talk with Peter, a boy whose relationship with his boyfriend has changed his life. See you!